It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Usage of the community's bike share program is continuing to grow 6 months after its launch. On March 20th, white bikes with white baskets started zipping across Bloomington Normal. The town of Normal rolled out Bike Share 309. The contract with Zagster is for 47 bikes and 9 stations in mostly Normal, but also on the ISU and IWU campuses and at the McLean County Museum of History. In the studio to talk about Bike Share 309 at the six-month point is Town of Normal planner and the town's unofficial bike policy coordinator, Mercy Davis. And Mercy, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike.
How close are you coming to where you wanted to be or where you thought you might be in terms of usage at the six-month point?
Well, we're maybe a hair behind, but this is all based on target numbers that were set by the company based on similar communities. We'd like to live up to those numbers, and we think we're probably going to get there by the end of the year. I wasn't sure where we'd be, though, at the end of September. It's just so darn beautiful outside right now.
And you have, you know, 2 more months of great riding weather, maybe even into November.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As someone who rides a bike a lot myself, and I'm not particularly hardy, I regularly ride through Thanksgiving.
So started off kind of wet and cold, though.
Oh my gosh. It was such a drag. Oh, my gosh.
So more than 2,600 trips in 6 months and 882 members. What did Zagster say you should be around?
So they're saying by the end of this calendar year, we should be shooting for 3,300 trips. And as of just before this interview, we're close to 2,700 trips. So we need about, can I do the math that fast? Like 600 more rides?
in 2 or 3 months, you should be able.
That should be doable. That's doable to me.
And what about the number of members? 882 members at this point.
Right. Well, it's 893 now, Mike. You need
numbers,
the update.
The numbers keep moving quickly.
Right. And that's the number of users, people who've downloaded the app and ridden. So we're close to 900 right now. They were hoping we'd be at 1,800.
You're about halfway.
We are. But the interesting thing is that we have lower users, but the correct number of rides, which just means that fewer people are riding an awful darn lot, which is great.
The town is paying almost $87,000 a year for 3 years to Zagster to provide this community service. You're expecting to recoup some of that cost from user fees. Where are you on that?
We don't have as many annual members as we'd like, and that's where the bigger chunk of money could come from a user. If somebody just gets on, you know, downloads the app, rides a bike for an hour, and pays the hourly fee, that's $3. If we can get somebody to buy an annual membership, it's either $25 or $40. So clearly, that would bring in more money. Overall, though, it's still not going to come anywhere near the total cost of the program.
Sure. So we're at the six-month point. Let's say you double those 2,600 trips over 12 months. That's 5,200 trips. The town's investment per ride is more than $16. Is that a reasonable subsidy?
Yeah, we think it is. I mean, you have to look at it beyond just that very simple math equation that you laid out. I mean, that's a valid place to start, and I think that's great. But you have to think about the overall economic impact of what people riding those bikes are also spending their money on. We know that people who are using bikes to get around on a trail, people who have come here to visit and ride a bike, those people are spending money doing other things. So it's very similar to other types of programs that government subsidizes. It's also very important to us to bring bicycle availability into our transportation system. I mean, this is a system-wide transportation initiative. Granted, we're starting in a fairly small geographic area, but we plan to spread out from there.
Okay, Mercy Davison is the Town of Normal planner. You're involved in bike policy and programming for the Town of Normal. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Well, thank you, Mike. See you at the bike rodeo.
I'll be at the bike rodeo. That's on the 29th. It's an opportunity for kids in Uptown in the Parkinson lot to learn more about bicycle safety. Helmets?
Free helmets. Courtesy of Advocate Foundation and the Friends of the Constitution Trail.
All right. It's an obvious music choice, but is Queen okay?
I love Queen.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. Bicycle song Queen. Thanks, Mercy. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.